Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on another episode of the Real Estate Podcast. I am Todd Sumney.
And I'm Rich LaRue, and we have another great podcast today with the one named wonder here, Robert Duncan, who goes by Duncan. Glad that you're here. What is your official title with HomeSmart? It's changed a couple of times, so I may not be up to speed.
It has. So welcome, everyone, again. Thanks for having me again, guys. I am the Senior Director of Georgia Market, Franchise, and National Event Operations. So I've kind of got my hands in everything, but it's all focused around operational.
Finally, a title longer than mine. Awesome.
Love that.
Duncan, great to have you here today.
Well, I'm going to add one more title to Duncan's, his title here is that he's the resident expert for us on all things KV Core and lead gen centered around KV Core. Now, for those of you that have a different CRM than KV Core, the concepts Robert's going to talk about today, three concepts we're going to dig into, they actually really apply to most CRMs. But for the purposes of what we're going to talk about, we have a lot of HomeSmart agents that are using KV Core, and they often call in and they want to know about something called smart numbers, landing pages, squeeze pages, and how they can use those to generate leads and, more importantly, generate lead capture and actually funnel those into their CRM. So we asked Duncan to come on today and to explain those three features to you, those three concepts, and to walk you through that. And again, for those using KV Core, you can follow exactly what he's going to say. If you're using a different CRM, this podcast can still really help you because chances are your CRM has something similar, just maybe named a little differently or some little nuances are different. So, Robert, would you agree with what I just said as far as, most CRMs having something similar to that?
Yeah, so most CRMs are going to have each one of these components. Most CRMs use the terminology of landing page and squeeze page. The only thing that you might see named differently would be that smart number, but generally you may also see it called a smart dialer. A lot of CRMs do have that built-in specific phone number for lead routing as well. So again, they just may be named differently.
Perfect. So as far as today's episode, how to create lead generation and lead capture with KV Core's smart number, squeeze pages or funnel pages and or landing pages on your CRM. So
that's a lot of content.
It is.
And we're going to go fast today. So our listeners, grab your pen and paper and something caffeinated if you do caffeine, because you're going to need to listen fast and write fast. Thankfully, you have Rewind available to you.
So, Duncan, jump right in, our resident HomeSmart expert here, smart number. Explain to them smart number and how that works.
Yeah, so in every KV Core account, you get what's called a smart number. There's a smart number at the brokerage level, the office level, and agents also have the ability to purchase their own smart number. So how the brokerage phone number, well, really how all smart numbers work, unless you're using the personal agent phone number, is it's going to go in, it's going to look and see if it can find that smart number, or sorry, find the caller's phone number anywhere in that account. If it finds that phone number in the account, it's going to automatically route that phone call to the agent that it's attached to. If the system cannot find that phone number attached to an agent in our account, it's going to round robin it based on our lead settings. So it's going to go from one agent to another, and the first agent that claims it is going to get that lead. And that lead now belongs to that agent. They'll go into one of your drip campaigns that are set up for nurturing. You'll get a notification about it. And then that lead is yours. You start working it. On the personal level, this is really a way for you to purchase that smart number add-on. And it's really a way for you to mask your cell phone number. I know we have some busy agents out there. So some agents do purchase their own smart number to really mask their information. I'm going to share a quick infographic here.
Perfect.
And for anyone that is just listening to us, this is a diagram about inbound calls. So this is really going to show you how the smart number works and really what's happening when we're capturing leads. So first off, like I said, it's going to look at who's calling. the very first thing the system is going to ask itself is, have I seen this specific number before? Then what it's going to do is it's going to identify and forward it. So if that number has been seen before, the system will begin routing to that person. Otherwise, the smart number routing rules will work off of our legal routing.
So I'm a consumer. Yep. I'm a consumer. I have a cell phone number. I happen to already be working with you. I call in. I'm in your database. I'm in your system, or there's been engagement with us before. I happen to call in. It recognizes that I've already been working with you, or that there's a connection with you, and that therefore it gets routed to you, right? But if it's a new caller, right, then it goes into the lead routing system. Is that correct? Perfect.
Correct. Yep. And then it round robins through every HomeSmart agent that has a KV Core account and it's active.
Great. Love that.
So as Todd mentioned, it does route through. And sometimes we do run into instances where a lead may be in two different agents' accounts, and that's totally fine. The system does have some automatic rules for that. So if your phone number does, or if the client's phone number does have to, or does appear, sorry, in two different agents' accounts, it's going to look at who the agent, or sorry, who the consumer, wow. It's going to look at who the consumer talked to last. So it's going to look at the last 90 days of activity, and it's going to route it to whoever's been communicating with that consumer first and foremost. If none have taken place, it's going to look at the last agent that has any outbound activity with that number. So whether that's an email campaign, a text message campaign, it's going to look at who actually sent something to that consumer last, and it'll route to that person first. So that's really the only caveat to what we said, okay, Todd, is if that consumer does happen to be in two agents' accounts, then it's going to look at who's been communicating with them the most, or the most recent in the last 90 right days.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, so really that's short and sweet. That's how it works, right?
Actually, I've got a question. So if an agent is paying for their own individual smart number, then would it not go directly to that agent if the consumer calls that number?
That is correct. Sorry. That's correct.
So
yes,
that is,
so, yeah, so the scenario that you were just describing is if they happen to call an office smart number, correct? Got it. Okay.
When you get
all right
to the first smart number level.
My agent brain was trying to wrap around that, and so I just wanted the clarification. I know that at least one of our listeners was questioning that.
Actually, that's a great pickup, because I think that's a key point around having your own individual agent smart number in that case.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly
right
speaks to that, doesn't it?
Right.
And that's actually a really great segue into my next part about smart numbers. So every time anytime an account is created inside of KV Core, it automatically defaults to showing the smart number for the office that agent is in. So again, that does cause a lot of confusion. Not to worry though, because you can actually make it display your own phone number instead of that smart number, so that anytime someone's on your website, that call is gonna always go directly to you. We know that purchasing smart numbers for an additional cost each month is not something that every agent wants to do. Okay. And that's okay.
Right.
So when you're in your agent profile, you go into edit it, and you'll notice that your contact information, you can enter your cell phone, your work phone, or your direct line if you happen to work in an office. And then you'll notice you have a checkbox next to each number. So if you were to enter in your cell phone number here, and you wanted that to show instead of your smart number, you would just click show on site, just like we've done here on work phone. We've entered in, this is Matt's account, we've entered in his work phone number, and we want that to show on the website instead of the actual smart number. So now, anytime someone visits your website, they're going to see your direct phone number instead of that smart number. But again, this is where that kind of privacy thing comes in. If you don't want your cell phone number displayed all over the internet, this is when you would want to potentially purchase your own individual smart number. And again, once you've made your changes, just make sure to click save that they stick.
Perfect. Okay, can you talk about, I know there's something having to do with some text capability around this smart number and calls that are coming in off that. Can you tell us what does and doesn't happen regarding texting because of this smart number?
Yep. So smart numbers can handle phone calls and text messages. It's one of the great things about smart number. One thing you will want to do is make sure you download the KV Core app on your cell phone. The smart dialer works through the app. You'll get notifications via your own text message because we know agents like to get text messages as well. They generally respond to those quicker. So you'll go into your KV Core smartphone app. It's going to start using that smart dialer engine on the back end. You can respond to all your text messages, all your phone calls directly through the KV Core app. And what's great is if you have your own personal smartphone number, or even if you don't and you're using just the office or brokerage smartphone smart number, everything is going to live in your CRM. So every text message you send through the KV Core app will be recorded. All of their replies will be recorded there. You're going to have a full list of all that information. So really, you lose no functionality. Everything's actually recorded right there in KV Core for you to really elevate your experience with that CRM. Great.
And as we've talked on other episodes, you know, some customers prefer phone calls. Some customers prefer texts. And sometimes customers are tied up and they can't talk on the phone, but they can actually text. So it's probably smart to explore both of these while you're using smart numbers and see what works best for you and for your customers. So, yeah. All right. Well, coupled along with a smart number is landing pages. Are we ready to move on to landing pages? Or is there more?
Yeah, if you don't have any other questions, I'm ready to go.
No, I'm good. I got it.
Okay. So at this point, you're putting your smart number on all of your different marketing, et cetera, your social media, whatever you might use it for. But then there's something called landing pages. And landing pages are where you're trying to get your customers to go to a certain page. But you're the resident expert. Can you describe landing pages? You're going to do a much better job than I will. Take it away.
Yeah, so landing pages. In short, it's a way for you to collect leads. KV Core gives you a lot of different functionality for making those lead pages engaging. And it's all done right inside that platform. So Todd, let's just jump right in and let's just do a little live drive. So when you're in KV Core, on the left-hand side menu, you're going to see Lead Engine. You can directly jump to building a landing page. I'm going to jump in and show you the Lead Engine tools. I also need to select a specific domain. So when you click that button, it's going to... My emojis came up. So again, I'm going to select a HomeSmart website. I'm going to click Start Building. And it's going to take me to this landing page builder. As you can see, there are a lot of options here. The first thing is, what type of landing page do you want? Do you want just a lead generation? Do you want to show them a video to show them your expertise? You can do a video and lead generation. There's also content hijacking. So you can literally bring them here and then send them to another page to really get them more engaged with you. You can also do text leads, so they're going to text and then they're going to get information back from you. You can do an address capture, so you can say, what's my home worth? They'll enter in their property address, their information, and then it'll send them a what's my home worth evaluation. You can also do Facebook chat, so if you've got Facebook chat hooked up, you can take them here and automatically have them start a chat with you on Facebook chat. So again, lots of different options that you can use. We'll stick with lead generation for
yeah. And Robert, I want to mention you sent me a web link that there's a support page on KV Core that actually has videos, how-tos, resources, and the video I'm looking at up on my screen says, you know, landing page tour and tactics with 7 powerful examples. I think it walks you through all the different examples that Robert just showed you, or Duncan rather showed you just a moment ago. So there's videos you can watch that can also help you take this to the next level after today's episode.
That is correct. And just real quick before we move on, since you did bring that up, Todd, in your KV Core dashboard, under support and training, if you just click on support docs, it's going to take you to all of your training. There'll be a search bar there. You can search any topic that you come across inside of KV Core that you don't know. Anytime I send information to agents, I use their support and technology pages as well, just because 9 times out of 10, they explain it better than I do. So that's a really great resource for agents.
Okay.
So you can see here our HomeSmart logo. It's in red and black. KV Core does default to a dark background, so you can change that to light to make it really easier to see, make it pop. You can do hashtags. So again, this is a way that you can track where the leads came from. So we could do, if I was going to send this out to everyone after this podcast, I could name it podcast. Everyone that submits through this is going to have hashtag podcast added to their lead contact. And I'll be able to reference those or send smart campaigns to just those individuals that have hashtag podcast.
That's powerful.
Yes. And then there's also this submit button here. Currently it says see the list now. Depending on what you are branding this to, you could say get in touch with me. And you can see it's going to automatically update that button right there for you. So again, you can customize literally almost everything after this page or on this page. And then lastly, you can direct them to another URL after they've submitted that page. So again, once they click submit, it'll direct them to another page on your website. So whether or not you've got some follow-up articles or you want to take them to a property search, you can do that all right here.
Right.
You also notice you can require their phone number. It does default to optional. So again, this will change from optional to required. They've also got built-in backgrounds for you. So you can change it to a map. You can change it to a farmhouse. You've also got lead types. So again, you can specify, and you'll want to make sure this is great because you can do this in different areas. I know Todd mentioned some like verbiage testing earlier. You can do this same thing with testing verbiage for buyers versus sellers. If you're trying to attract other agents to get that refer three credit, you can do this for agents as well. Or you can also do none. So again, there's lots of different ways that you can really drill down and really get this information into your CRM. What's also great is everything on this page is literally customizable. So instead of it saying your town, we could say local real estate deals. And then again, I like the text on the bottom, but I want to change this to your area. I don't like the word town, so I'm going to change that to area.
So, and agents can create as many of these as they want. So I believe that there are some agents in some of your offices that have created different landing pages for various different neighborhoods in the city because people are searching for specific neighborhoods. And so you can create one for each neighborhood.
Yeah, so that actually brings up a great thing, Todd. Let me actually go in. I know one of our expert agent users would not mind me sharing this. So we have an agent here in Georgia. His name's Bill Forrest. He is cream of the crop when it comes to KV Core. You can see a history of all of your past landing pages as well. So you can view them, you can copy those links. You can see here, he's got some really good views on some of these. So if we click it, we can actually view what he did. So this is a coming soon landing page. We've got Spire. He gives more information about that.
So,
and he's wanting them to get a VIP showing. So like you can really.
So a particular new development, I think, if I remember his area of town, you know, might be a high rise condominium area, you know, with a new name called Spire 1605. And it's opening up to the public and he's kind of giving his customers or his sphere of influence kind of, hey, let's get you a first in custom showing. And markets it on his Facebook, markets it via phone, text, all the things, but driving them to a landing page for lead generation and lead capture. Really powerful.
100%.
Yeah.
Red flag, broker alert, things are popping off in my head here, so I have to say it.
Okay.
Double check with the developer. If you're doing this with newly constructed properties, you must have the developer's permission to do this.
Correct. Thank you, sir.
The broker in me always comes out, so.
Thanks for keeping us compliant, Rich, always.
Thank you, Rich. All right, keep on going.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is pretty much landing pages. Once you save it, it becomes live. So we're going to go ahead and move into squeeze pages. So they're not much different, but a squeeze page is really focused on kind of property marketing, whether that's a specific area, a specific state, a specific development. And these are mainly used when you're doing advertising. So Google ads, social media ads, if you advertise in, let's say, any magazines, you can use these squeeze pages as well. And again, they're completely customizable for you. Let's see, should be this one. So again, on Lead Engine, you can go to Build Squeeze Page. You can also go to All Lead Engine Tools, see all of your options. So when you're on Squeeze Pages, you've got a Build button and a History button. So just like landing pages, we can build everything custom, and then we can also see the history of what we've created. You'll notice squeeze pages are really only about properties. This is really to get consumers to engage with you. So you've got this really great marketing piece, and sometimes we see agents that direct that to just kind of a boring old website that people can't engage with. This guarantees you engagement from those clients. So if you've got a really great advertisement about a segment of properties, and it takes them to this squeeze page, they're gonna automatically be able to see those properties, request information from you, go into your CRM. So on each of these, you're gonna be able to display search criteria. So you can do city names. So I could do, if I could spell today, you could do Phoenix. It'll take a moment. And it's gonna bring up all Phoenix. And again, it's geolocating on me. So it's going to show Georgia, but I can add some more qualifiers here. And my geolocation is messing with me. All right, I'll submit a ticket for that after this call. So you can submit your location here. You can do city, county, zip code. What's also great is you can draw on a map. So if you want to do a polygon or a circle or a square, you can draw that out on the map as well. You can also do different listing types. So if you only want to show them houses with boat slips or boat docks, if you're in a lake community, you can do commercial land, you can do condos. So again, you can really narrow this down. You can also choose the style. So whether it's two-story, three-story, contemporary, Mediterranean, again, you can really narrow this down based on what you need. You can also do it via price range, square foot, the amount of acreage, how many beds and baths, walk score, the different options it has. Page configuration. This is where it gets important for you being able to track this information. So source, you're gonna tell the system where this source is from. And again, it's gonna log this in that contact form for you. Again, hashtags. You can create your own hashtags or create one, or search for one that you've already created. And then again, if you have a Facebook cover photo, this will be there for you as well. So you can choose a Facebook cover photo. This is really kind of where it gets powerful. You don't necessarily want to just let a consumer search around your website without catching their information. So now you can set it to after how many property views you want them to register to keep getting additional listings on your website. It defaults to 2. You can also choose never if you just want to let them look around. But again, you can also set that, which could be powerful for you. And again, you can also set it to, once all this information is set up and entered, once you click generate link, it's going to give you a direct link, which is quite a long link. But it, like I said, if you're embedding it in a social media ad, no worries, because it's just going to click and take them there. But you can also do a short link here. So again, this will be a much more shortened link. And let's take a look. I'm going to use Bill Forrest again. And if we go to history, we'll take a minute to load. It's going to show you his squeeze pages. So again, we can view that squeeze page. Let's hope it's still active. He hasn't deactivated it yet. There we go. So this one's asking, find out what your home is worth. Bill actually has this one set as immediate. So this one, I'm going to have to enter in my information to be able to see that housing report that he has created. However, where did the views go? Oh, no, I was still thinking of landing pages. But again, then you can copy link, and that's copied. You can put it on your social media ad. So again, just another type of landing page, but more geared towards making them engage on your website to capture that lead. Again, showing them your expertise.
Well, and in some conversations with some top agents like Bill, and in talking with Bill Forrest there in Atlanta, he creates some very specific marketing pages and then target markets to those specific markets. Even down to, you can select architectural style and have a particular type of architectural style, and only those listings that match that are architectural style. Price points, oftentimes people, especially renters, who they can afford between this price point and this price point. So they only want to see homes in a certain area that are in a certain price point. So he'll create multiple of these pages that are the various different price points, and different buyers then will go off of his marketing into the various different price points to pages to find what they're looking for. So this is really providing a very valuable service to the consumer by, in a sense, creating, saving them time from them having to search, them having to narrow down. You're kind of doing it ahead of time for them. I'm looking for a French, a home with French, you know, type architecture, in this particular price point in this particular neighborhood. And then you're marketing to those people, and they go right in and they find what they're looking for. So it's
right. And finding the right home is just as much an effort of eliminating the wrong homes as it is finding that right home.
Correct.
And so as you're looking for that needle in the haystack, it makes it easier. It makes it simpler.
Right.
And you are, you know, when you're advertising to those consumers in that niche market, you've got a better chance of connecting.
Right. Yep. And even though they call them squeeze pages, the concept that I like to talk about is I call them funnel pages, you know, because you're helping the customer walk down that path of broad search and honing it down into what they're really looking.
Exactly.
Into what they're looking for. You're really providing the customer a great service there. So you can see there are some very powerful options and opportunities for you with these funnel pages and squeeze pages. So there's tons of resources too. There's videos and little examples showing how to actually create these various types of pages on the support docs, again, that you shared with me earlier, Duncan. What else on these squeeze pages?
I mean, honestly, I would say get in there and play around. If you've not visited so let me share my screen again, because this is one thing that I always find agents get very excited and really forget to start at the basics. And I always forget where it is.
Well, and by the way, there are some things having to do even with Facebook or with links to social media and certain pages. And there's even some built-in technology capability having to help you follow your MLS rules. Some MLSs have strict rules on kind of images that they're allowed to be posted in Facebook advertisements. And these pages can kind of help you navigate all of that and target customers, you know, a Facebook registration page, something very specific like
There's
that.
There's great guidance on the site. Yeah, there is.
And Todd, I mean, they have an entire learning center that has built out modules. I'll make sure to get that link to you so you can link it to this podcast and the video itself. Right. But one thing I see is agents forget to kind of start there and learn those basics. Right. These are really quick modules, 10, 20, some of them are like 30 minutes, but it gives you the quick and dirty basics of how to get these things going. And I really suggest like start there. But again, just get in there, create them. Like, you're never going to know what works if you don't start at least using them. So really get in there, build a few, get it out to your friends, get it out to your sphere, see what you can get with some of these.
So I know that much of our topic today, we did deal with KV Core. many of our franchise partners throughout the nation actually have programs with kvCORE for their agents. Some brokerages have partnerships with other CRMs. So make sure you get with your broker team, find out what your offering is in your local area as well, tap into those options that your brokerage, you know, is providing.
Exactly. Yep.
But great examples here today. I put you on the spot on a previous podcast. I'm going to do it again. Does a story come to mind about an agent, you know, struggling with their business or wanting, not struggling with their business, but wanting to take their business to a next level and maybe getting out of their comfort zone and trying something new like these smart numbers landing pages and, you know, squeeze pages and how quickly they've achieved some results? Are there any stories?
Yeah. So actually back when we launched kvCORE kind of as a brokerage back in 2020, I remember we launched it in the beginning of January of 2020. So this was about 2 to 3 months before the pandemic really hit us. We did a kind of campaign to the agents of, hey, if you go through the training, do all this, we'll give you a free property boost. And we didn't go over property boost, but the reason I'm bringing this up is a property boost corresponds with your squeeze pages. So this is this advertisement. It posts to Facebook. Everyone goes, they come to that squeeze page. It starts off with just a single property, but then it allows them to look at more. We had 5 agents that received free property boost from us. They had gotten 60 leads in the first 48 hours just from people going to these squeeze pages. Wow. Now, I will admit, not all of them were warm leads, but I think it was like 9% were warm leads. And that came out to be 3 or 4 leads. If you do that on a property boost over 3 or 4 of them, I mean, you just got 12 leads. And in 2020, I know you didn't really need leads, but it's a great way for you to at least start warming up those leads. Even if they're not ready, or even if they were looking at the wrong property, you're at least in contact with them now, nurturing them.
Well, here we are. It's 2024, and we all need leads.
Right. Right.
So now we know.
So today's episode, Robert, thank you, or Duncan, as we lovingly refer to you. Thank you for showing us today all about smart numbers, about landing pages and squeeze pages with kvCORE. Again, these concepts will work with you with your local brokerage CRM as well. And I guess the purpose of this is we are always wanting on the real estate to share tactics and strategies that are helping other agents get results. And sometimes that means learning something new, investing a little time, planting some seeds. But if you do this, then you can reap the harvest later and, you know, grow your business. And there's so much here we don't have time to unpack, but there are tons of resources, tons of support. Today's purpose was to urge you to want to explore this and to engage this and think about putting these tactics to work in your business.
Yeah, right? Just to dig in a little bit deeper. You know, we're intentionally teasing you.
Right. Yep.
Because there's some great information here. And Duncan, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate you being our local expert.
Well, and you know this inside and out. You impress me today. Thank you.
Well done.
We appreciate you. And thank all of you for joining us. Please give a whole bunch of thumbs up so that Duncan, you know, can say, look at all the likes we got on that podcast. So, but thank you for joining us. We'll see you back on future episodes. Dig into these tactics.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Duncan. And we'll see you next time.
Take care.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.